Kayla McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and thank you all for tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I had the pleasure of chatting with Sarah Kemmerer, Director of Events for the Foundation of Stars, and Mike Sear, who volunteers and is course director for the Alpine Challenge events that are put on by the Foundation. They chat with CIDI about the 2023 Alpine Challenge event taking place this weekend, March 8th, at Owl's Head. So Sarah, I really just wanted to get some information before we dive into details about the event. I was wondering if you could please start off by providing our listeners with some information about your foundation. If I'm going to be honest, this is the first time I've actually heard about the Foundation of Stars. So I just wanted to get some information about the mission and the type of work that the foundation does.
The Foundation of Stars has been we're coming up on our 45th anniversary. We have gone through a couple of name changes in the last 4 to 5 decades, but the Foundation of Stars' main goal is to support research in pediatrics and childhood diseases across Quebec, linking in with the 4 major pediatric research centers across the province. And what we're primarily known for as being an institution that acts as a catalyst for young research teams. So a project that might receive funding from our foundation has a very good chance of going on to successfully receive major government grants or major donor grants. An element that we insist upon when research projects are submitted to us is collaboration, so that information and data is shared across research centers so that it can benefit multiple fields and multiple researchers that are perhaps not specifically linked to the one topic that is being addressed, and that can really help advance progress, whether it's on a specific disease, a specific medical problem, and just the field in general.
Okay. Now, I wasn't sure if you wanted to take some time to perhaps highlight the importance of pediatrics research. You kind of dove into that a little bit in terms of how it advances, but why is it so important to support such initiative?
Pediatrics, I mean, for those, you know, who have children and have been through the process, understand that it's all about groundwork. And it's all about laying the foundation for these babies and these children that are going to grow up healthy. And there are a lot of diseases and illnesses out there that are unknown, that do not receive the highlight or the mention. And that when caught early, when treated early, when diagnosed at a stage where treatment is still possible, it can have such a drastic impact on that child's life, on the life of those and who are supporting that child as well. The primary mission and one that we always try to focus on is that our goal is to help children grow up healthy. And while there is much attention given to major diseases across our province and across our country, we really try to help those researchers that are focusing on what we like to call the uncurable diseases. And that might sound like an oxymoron, because as far as the dictionary is concerned, something that is uncurable won't have a cure. Mm-hmm. But those are barriers that we're, through our researchers, we're trying to help break down to better support the families across the province.
Great. Now, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much again, Mike, for diving into some details about the upcoming event this weekend. I'll just start off by asking you a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Foundation of Stars and its Alpine Challenge event. I know that you played a role in getting that collaboration between the foundation and Owl's Head going.
It was actually a friend who's on the board of directors of the Fondation des Etoiles that contacted me to see if I could help spearhead some of the fundraising and some of the operational aspects of Owl's Head, just because my business background is I'm a real estate agent and I work primarily in the eastern townships and anywhere along the lake, for Magog. So, you know, I'm quite fortunate because I have some amazing clients that that I get to play with, and the lifestyle is awesome. So it was a nice fit from a friend who asked me to help out. And when I got to know more about the foundation and really what they do to help, ultimately help kids through financing researchers and doctors in the health field to solve issues that are incredible. I was fortunate enough to talk to one of the researchers before I kind of, not a volunteer, but I kind of joined in, and I like doing a little bit more digging. So I spoke to a researcher, and the levels of detail that they're going into for mental health issues that are unfortunate that are hitting kids, any kids up to, you know, they cover up to 18 and she's a little bit older than 18. But issues like suicidal issues and, you know, kids that are 7, 8, 9 years old, it's scary as a parent. And, you know, I figured any way that I can help benefit them to help, if I can help one kid or one family down the road, that was awesome. So it's about 2 years now that I've been with the foundation as the, they gave me a title this year. They call it the Director of Operations for all the events in the winter and some of the events in the summer. So it's kind of fun, but. We get to have fun, and we raise money, and we help doctors and researchers find solutions for kids' health issues.
From what I was told by Sarah, you're also you're the course director for the Alpine Ski Challenge. So what is your role exactly, besides, you know, helping coordinate this event? What is your role as the course director exactly? What is the event exactly?
Well, what we do is we're a small team, and we work with each ski mountain. So this weekend, it's at Owl's Head on March 11th. And about 2 weeks ago, we did something up north at Molinat Reserve in St. Dona. So we work with all the players at the mountain from the operational side. We do the course, and I don't know if Sarah explained to you, but the Defiatin is ski mountaineering. So we go up with climbing skins on our skis. We go up the mountain on foot, and we take the skins off the top, and you ski down. It's a 4 or 5 hour race that people that are in really good shape can do it multiple times. And then there's the mortals like myself that I can do it once or twice. So my job as the director of operations is to establish the course, make sure it's safe, because what a lot of people don't know is you end up skiing in the dark, so you have headlights on.
I've never heard of that before. That's pretty intense.
it's amazing because in French they're called les frontales, so it's just a little headlamp, but you have a little beam of light, you know, looking forward. But when you're skiing, you're going a lot faster than you think. So if there's some snow, or it's windy, or you're sweaty from the climb up, and all of a sudden there's a turn. So our job is to make sure that not only the uphill is doable for everybody, but also the downhill is safe. So we work closely with the Canadian Ski Patrol. We work closely with the paid patrollers and the volunteer patrollers from the mountains, and we work closely with the snow groomers and all the operation teams of each mountain to make sure that if there is ever an issue for someone coming down or going up, we have safety issues set up. We have the proper netting in the proper corner. If you miss a turn, you're not going to go flying off the trail. And then we do everything in safe. We make sure everything's safe and secure. And at the end of the race, once the last racer leaves the summit, we ski down and we make sure the mountain is closed properly, and we pick up all the netting. But yeah, and then I also have a secondary issue as part of my PR promo and fundraising skill set, I guess. So there's a lot of volunteers that we attract to help out for the cause. But it's really at the end of the line, it's the money that goes to the foundation for the researchers. So we solicit partners and sponsorships, and we ask local businesses to, you know, like the local ski shop's going to donate a couple of pairs of gloves and some hats, and the local hardware store, Rona Mansonville, they donate a lot of the wood that we need and some fire pits and some fireplaces. So there's always a really cool local element, but the fun part is working with the partners and generating a little bit more revenue for the foundation at the end of the day.
We blow the whistle at 4:30, and you have approximately 4 to 4.5 hours to hike up the mountain, ski down with your headlamp as many times as possible. There are honors reserved for those that complete the most rounds with the fastest time. The biggest honors goes to those who raise the most money. You can sign up individually, or you can sign up in a team. And the fundraising goal per person is $250. We've got teams of 2, 3, and 4 people. Some who choose to simply go on up the mountain on their own, and then others that compete as much against each other as they do the other participants. So every participant receives a timing chip that they wear around their ankle. And as soon as they pass the gate at the bottom and then once again at the top, it records their time and the number of loops that they've done. At the end of the evening, we invite everybody to join us in the main lodge at the bar for a festive après-ski. As I mentioned, there are honors to be given out. We have some really fun raffle prizes as well that have been generously donated. And a DJ is there to bring a wonderful festive vibe to the end of the night.
I wanted to know what the goal is behind this event. I know that it's financially supporting a specific project.
As I mentioned, the greatest honors for those that are participating in this event goes to those who raise the most money. And the money this year for the Alpine Challenge that's taking place at Owl's Head is staying directly in the Eastern Township region. And one of the projects that it will help fund is being led by Professor Jessica Rassi. She's an associate professor in the School of Nursing, and she is collaborating with a variety of other individuals throughout the research centers in Quebec. Her specific project is looking to create a protocol to support young people at risk of suicide who are presenting themselves to pediatric emergency departments across the province. We have spoken so much about mental health in the last several years, and particularly throughout the pandemic. I know it's a big topic across all forms of news interventions, and it's a topic that the Foundation of the Stars has put a lot of attention on, particularly in the last few years, and particularly for adolescents and teenagers. Often when we speak of pediatric research or pediatric work, people immediately focus on infants, newborns, and, you know, children under five. That's where our heads go when we hear the word pediatric. Pediatric encompasses everything under the age of 18. And it's really important that adolescents are not neglected in this whole process. And we have many researchers that are currently being funded and are awaiting funds that are specifically working on mental health projects for adolescents to help improve, you know, the mental health of our youth here in Quebec. The global pandemic is still going on, as far as many are concerned.
Yes.
But the effects are far-reaching, and just because for some of us life has returned somewhat back to normal, that is not necessarily the case for others. And so we're very, very grateful to everyone who is coming out to support us this weekend, but also to all of those who have supported us in the past, and those who might be looking to fund a new cause as well.
And from my understanding, this project that you're speaking of, the funding is going to remain in the townships. This is in collaboration with the SHU in Sherbrooke, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. And, yeah, so the project is being headed there, but as I mentioned earlier, one of the criteria for all of our projects is that research and data be shared across all the research centers. So, yes, the team is being led out of the townships, but the benefits of their findings will be felt everywhere.
Yeah, so it's really just a big effort. It takes a lot of hands to make it happen.
It's amazing. The turnout, this will be our fourth event, so we do two a year. The turnout's been amazing. We're probably going to have about 150 skiers, 150 racers at Owl's Head this weekend. We're probably going to raise well over $100,000 for a one-day event, but it's really all about the volunteers and the push from the foundation that allows us to make it a fun event for the VIPs and the partners and all the sponsors that we have. We do try to create a special ambiance for them, be it the check-ins or their teams, or there's a little VIP section in the bar. So it's all about having a great event, and, you know, it's outdoors in the winter at night. So our first event, it was minus 30 in St. Dona last year. This year was a little bit warmer in St. Dona, and last year at Owl's Head, we received about a foot and a half of snow throughout the day for the competition, so it was really hard conditions to ski, but people were super positive, super complimentary, and it shows, I guess, the quality of the event that we helped produce, because we're getting more people back this year. So hopefully, by the end of the day, once the final calculation is done, we'll have even more money for the kids once the event's over this week.
Mike, what are your hopes for this year's event?
Listen, it's from the operational side, I always want safety and security for everyone. You know, it's no fun if someone twists a knee or hurts themselves going up or coming down. So a safe and secure event. But ultimately, I would like to break last year's record. And I'm so sorry, I forget what the amount was last year, but it was an amazing amount. It was like $135,000 or $140,000 at the end of the day for Owlshead. If we could do that, it's, you know, I wish I could set up a phone call with a researcher for you or some of the kids that have benefited from this, but you truly understand the positive impact that it has. And I don't know if you have kids, Taylor, or if you've ever had any mental health issues in friends or family, but if we can help one family or one kid through the doctors and the research that we do throughout Quebec and throughout Canada, that's it's worth its weight.
No, I 100%.
That's the goal for us, is just to push as much as possible, help these doctors that are dealing with issues that so many people just turn a blind eye and shy away from. And they're in there. And when you talk to them about the impact of social media and cyberbullying and how it affects them, like a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old girl, like I'm 53 now. And when I was going to elementary school, we were more worried about like hockey cards and trading and stuff like that. But it's a different world. So.
And do you hope to continue this event in the future? Do you hope to continue to be involved and to ensure that the Alpine Challenge remains a challenge?
Yeah, without a doubt, we're calling it a challenge. It's not a competition. The kids are the winners, and I will be part of the foundation and part of this event until there's something else or until it's not working anymore. But the event itself is awesome, and ultimately it's a great fundraiser. So as long as we can keep pushing and having fun and making it safe, as long as Owl's Head wants us to be there, we'll be back again next year for sure.
Now, for people who may hear this interview and they may want to participate, how can they go about signing up?
It's absolutely not too late. We are more than happy to sign you up right until 4 o'clock on Saturday, March 11th. I will be there with the team at our welcome desk. In the meantime, go to defialpine.com, click on the Owl's Head link, and you can sign up directly there. We're leaving the fundraising pages open a full 2 weeks post-event, so don't feel like you need to complete your fundraising goal within the next 3.5 days. We will give you a little leeway there. Upon signing up, we will ask you some information. If you want to sign up as a team, make sure to ask your friends before you sign them up directly, because we are going to need all their contact information. Included in your registration is dinner and a drink, as well as some cool swag that we've been able to get through some of our really generous sponsors.
Awesome. Now, for those who may not necessarily feel confident in taking part in the challenge, but still want to support the cause, are they able to just make a donation directly to the foundation for this event as well?
Absolutely. There's two ways to do that. Again, on defialpine.com, you can either support an individual or a team if you know somebody who's participating. You can also click on the link and just support the foundation directly. If you're interested in supporting the foundation outside of this particular event, foundationofstars.ca, there's a donate button that is right there, front and center.
Sarah and Mike, CIDI just wanted to thank you so much for providing this information to our community. It's really appreciated. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.